You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
It's a blessing to bring God's word to you today. Amen. It's a privilege. Amen. God is good. The Lord will keep our nation. I thought your amen will show how much you love your country. There's no other place we have. This is where we have. Amen. And God will use you to keep this nation. In the precious name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon this nation. The wickedness of the kingdom of darkness will not prevail over Ghana. I thought the army would be louder. Our children will not meet a society that has a twisted mind. In the precious name of Jesus. The presence of God will put our nation in order. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Wicked leaders will not reign for long. In the precious name of Jesus. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. We decree and declare that in this nation, righteousness will be seen in this nation. And therefore, this nation shall be exalted. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. God is in charge of our nation. God is in control of this nation. God loves this nation. And his plans and purpose for this nation will not be thwarted by anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. The key to the supernatural is obedience, absolute obedience. Absolute obedience. Any trace of disobedience is a very dangerous thing. It's a proof of a sickness in your life. Hallelujah. Participation is important for it to be a partaker. Praise God. Praise God. God is keeping our nation. The nation is prospering. In the name of Jesus. The nation is prospering. In the name of Jesus. Robbers will not take over this nation. They will not be on our highways. They will not be on our highways. They will not be on our highways. We sack every such spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This will be a safe nation. You can travel any time of the day. In the name of Jesus. We speak that our nation is a place of security. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 13 and the verse 13 and to 14. All right. Matthew 5, 13 to 14. It says that ye are the salt of the earth. But if, read it me, just read it. Want to go? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now that's one of our major scriptures for this very year. Give us the book of John chapter 1 verse 4 to 5. And when that comes to, we all will read it to the glory of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen and amen. Wow, what a blessing. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Verse 5, let's go. Hallelujah. Now take us back to Matthew 5, verse 13 to 14. Let's go back there again. Praise God. Amen and amen. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and verse number 7, the Bible says that God made man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. You continue to read, you realize that God planted a garden in the east of Eden and put the man there. Hallelujah. Now, it's important for you to understand that the earth was made for man. The earth was made for man. The earth was made for man. Not Jupiter, not Saturn, not Pluto. None of those planets are for man. All of those planets serve earth, which belongs to man. Praise God. So in man's program to try to find habitation in any other place apart from the earth is a repetition of Genesis 11. Genesis 11, Bible says that all men had one language and they gathered, said, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower. Let us build for ourselves. In Genesis 1, verse 26, 27, 28, God says, multiply, replenish the earth, increase, fill every part of the earth. Then man says in chapter 11, we will stay in one place. So the goal of man in chapter 11 of Genesis showed how man was against God's program. And because man was against God's program, God now is against man and scattered man. Are you with me? So God created the earth for man. The earth is the ideal, rightful habitation for humanity. That is the program of God. And for the earth to still be conducive for man to stay in, God made every other thing in the universe. So the whole universe, the constellations and everything that you see, the stars, everything, are all in place so the earth can be conducive for man. Can you see how far that God could go just to make sure that you and I are in a conducive place? Let one of the stars go off. You'll be surprised to know that it will affect the condition of the earth. Everything in the universe, the ones that scientists have been able to see and the ones they cannot see, everything that is over there. Now, you know some people here, there are parts of your body you've never seen before. You need to see them to believe you are alive. But they are working for your living. So man has no business trying to find out what is in the constellations. They are the intestines of the earth. They are the organs of the earth that keeps the earth well. What man is meant to discover is to know God. Are you here with me, beloved of God? Because what God has done is so vast. It's so vast that there is no human being that can come to a place where he can totally appreciate everything that God has done. No. There's a place to be in eternity that gives you a foretaste of some level of the whole that God has done. What I'm saying is this. The earth was made for man. Any other goal of man that is intended to create another environment where man can dwell in is a proof of man's effort to fight against God's program. And when that happens, anytime man tries to feel that he is able, he's capable without God, God should show you that he is God. That's what God normally do. You can't compete with him. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can't. That's why I said at that time that my professor said that the fear of God is not just reverential fear, it's be afraid of him. The one who has no beginning has no end. You're not afraid. You don't know where he's coming, where he's going to. He's just there. He said, I'm not was, I'm not to come, I'm is. I'm here. I am. What name is that? What's your name? I am. What's I am? I am what? As human beings, we say, I am Isaiah. But God is I am. You'll be afraid of him. Be very, very afraid of him. If I may use the word, he's scary. If God should open your eyes and see one of the cherubims, you might not come to church again. How can a God create a government where when you see the parliament, the members there, one head, part of the head is human. Yes, lion. Yes, this. Then. And then they have wings. And the wings, are, the feathers are all eyes. So when you approach before God's throne, the government of God, that's what you see all around. 24 elders, 12 seats. Just a smoke and things. You're not afraid. But this is how mindful he is of man. That God went through all of this just for his man to have a place to stay. Because the whole of the earth was made just for you, customized for you. You. This is where there's oxygen, plenty oxygen that is enough for you, plenty water that is enough for you. Everything is in right proportion. This is your place. God made it for man. So the only person that can destroy where God has made for man is the man he made it for. Are you following me? The only person that can destroy the place where God made for man is the man he made it for. And so in Genesis chapter number 2, that same place there, God gave an instruction to Adam. And it says that, there's this tree here, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. The day you do, you shall surely die. You'll be disconnected from source. You'll lose your place. Now we see that in chapter 3, he rebels against God. And I think I've said it here before, the mosquito was not created to feed on man's blood. That's not the program. The lion was not meant to feed on you. Amen. The tiger was not meant to feed on you. No. Every action of creation that looks like they have made man a prey and they are the predator is just simply a defense mechanism to that being that was bold enough to stand in the face of God and say, I don't need you. So the day that man looked at God and said, I don't need you, then the whole animal's like, ah, wait a minute. Oh. This is the being that made all of us. And this guy was bold enough to stand in his face. He can kill us. So watch it. Snake said, from henceforth. The lion when says, wow. The lion roars, not because he knows he can capture you, but it's a defense mechanism. That's why they said that when dangerous, you know, carnivores comes around you, you don't move. You stay in one place. You stay, well, you be like wood, they'll pass. But you know it's not easy. The lion comes. Wow. Ah, no, no, it can't be. No, that stillness, we cannot be still and know that I am God. No, no, I can't be still in this case. It's the defense mechanism. So the whole of creation waited endlessly for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole of creation has gone into decay because man turned his back on God. So when man turned their back on God, the earth, Psalm 82, verse 5 and 6. The word that is coming to you is very simple. The point is that this nation cannot be made by anything except you, the redeemed. That's what I want to bring to your mind. Now it says, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Why? Because they do not know. They do not know what? I said, you are gods. All of you are children of the Most High. Because they do not know. Take us back to verse 5. Because they do not know, they do not understand what happens. They walk about in darkness. Hear me carefully. When you do not know who you are and what God has made you, you walk in darkness. In other words, you walk in uncertainties. You walk in confusion. You walk. You live a life without order, no goal, no vision, nothing. When you don't know who you are, that's what happens. But the saddest part is that when you do not know who you are, and your life is haphazard, it is not, doesn't just end with you. It affects the environment where you live in. You begin to do things that practically affects the environment where you live in. It affects the environment where you live in. It is the inventions of man. Man, in his bid of attaining comfort without a comforter, has led to inventions that gives man temporal comfort and yet permanent damage to the earth that God has given them. Are you following the will of God? Every invention of man, the more man is creating things that will make him comfortable, he is trying to attain onto a place of self-dependence. Self-dependence means that I'm independent on, I'm no longer dependent, or I declare independence from the self-existent selfhood who everything made by him need him to be. Everything need God to be.
ascension of man not inspired by worship and glorification of God brings man comfort, but increases his independence from God.
Putin was putting things. Nobody talk. Talking. Just talk. America, yeah. Talk. He just says small. He knows what he has. We don't have. What we have is prayer on the park and in church. And it's helping us. You understand? When in the night you see an old man there, kaya, paya, don't send them away. That is how we keep our nation. Hallelujah. So at midnight, it's only in Ghana I see that thing, and this is Nigeria. You're going to pray what time on the park? With who? By the time you close your eyes and open, you find out that it's only you standing. And you have come like Adam. You know what that means? You know what that means? You don't understand? Yeah. When Jina baby will Lagos upon fire, apaya, kaya, apaya, kaya. You want to check time. See that next that you are being naked. Yeah. Go and try it. Praise God. But this is a place you can go to the park and be there praying till 4 a.m. Now Christ getting spoiled. People are coming to the parks at night. The day any government arises and stops people from praying in the parks, I'm telling you, mark it for me. That is the day this nation will see things. A man, hear me, and please understand me. A man who loves to pray but has no revelation is better off than a man revelation that's like to pray. There's no how that you be before God in prayer and it's wasted. A dear saint in the faith sent me a video some time ago, you know, of some young people were in prayer. I think they were doing 6-hour prayer. And, you know, they had, you know, these instruments playing and then they were just there. Then the person says, what are we teaching our generation? Is this prayer? And they didn't respond. Then a church in this nation, one of their branches, during this Valentine, brought secular singers to come and sing for their Valentine, a reputable church. And the person who said that thing is part of that globally. So I almost sent a video to that. So what are we teaching our generation? The one that young people went to stand somewhere and they decided not to go to the club. They decided to stay in one place for 12 hours and it is Jesus that brought them there. And all they're doing is kaya, kaya, kaya. This one, kaya, kaya, is more sensible than the most wise unbeliever. There's nothing about Jesus that's wasted. That's why he refers to a palm tree. Yeah, let me give you a very current example. Moses, please, came to marry. People got many money in this nation. Plenty money. One young man came to marry. Came to marry. When you marry? You understand? The young man came to marry and created business. We're trying to get Airbnb. Michael, Airbnb, get a place for Mama Cynthia. When she's going to come. Signature, all the top are all booked by those coming for his wedding. So signature, there was no space. Gallery, it got a help that we got a place for her. So one young man who is now after 30 years entered this nation, wants to marry. His marriage creates jobs for 2 weeks. There's nothing about the palm tree that is wasted. You can't tell me that a young man, a young lady, stays somewhere praying and says he's wasting time. He takes the foolish things of this earth to confound the wise. The most foolish thing of God is wiser than the wisest thing of the world. You are not wasting time serving Jesus. Are you here with me? So it takes the man to destroy. It takes the man. It takes the man. So when the man that God has made knows who he or she is, this scripture will be rewritten. They do know. They do understand. They walk in light. All the foundations of the earth are stable. When you know, you understand, you walk in light. And because you are walking in light, foundation. All right, so you go to Dubai. It's an Islamic nation. An Islamic nation. Leave your phone. Nobody will touch it. Nobody will take it. Islamic nation. They don't speak in tongues. They don't know your Jesus. They don't know your Jesus. But right here in this church, leave your phone on that seat and just decide to go to the washroom and come back. A Holy Ghost filled person in quote has taken it away. An Islam, a Muslim nation that you claim that are serving gods. They don't steal. Yes, ma'am. You can walk in Dubai at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., take a love stroll, proper Valentine's stroll, and nobody will attack you. Nobody. Ghana is made up of 70 above percent Christians. You dare not do that. Nigeria is a Christian nation. You dare not do that. So then the rational person who is not a believer has an argument. You claim that you know God. You claim that you know Jesus. How come your society is not safe? And that's a legitimate rational question. Legitimate rational question. You claim that you know God, that you walk with Jesus Christ, but you're so disobedient. It doesn't make sense to them. You do what you like. You go where you like. Nobody should control you. But a Muslim, come for prayer meeting, you're not coming for prayer meeting. Let's pray, you're not praying. The Muslim prays 5 times a day and is devoted. He can park the car. They will park the bus. He's drunk driving. You are in a hurry to go where? It's time to pray. You park the bus, put his mat down and pray. I'm not ashamed. And yet, our Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Don't confuse them. Salt is for the earth. Light is for the world. Don't confuse the Bible. God is very, very intelligent. Why? He's very... So don't... Who quotes scripture? The thief cometh not but to destroy. Kill it. The thief cometh not but to steal. He steals, kill, destroy. Don't change the order. There's a reason the scripture is like that. You are the salt of the earth. And you are the light of the world. People of God, Christianity is not abstract. Christianity is God's. It's God's program to reorganize the world. Let me put it that way. Jesus Christ has not lived in the bedroom and then left in the bedroom. Did you hear that? He's not lived in the bedroom and left in the bedroom. And then you come out and live differently. No. He's alive to be lived. The Muslim needs a Sharia law to be orderly. The Christian does not need the law. He needs Christ. And then by his spirit, he does what is right without being told. By doing what is right without being told, the earth on which he is preserved. And the potential of the earth comes alive. Because he's led by the spirit, he will not drink water, a sachet water, and drop it anywhere where he knows that there's a bean just close by. He will not poo-poo. Sorry. He will not wee-wee. Sorry. Wee-wee. Huh? And then look for the next gutter, nearest the next house, and pour it there. Christianity is real. Is impactful. It is designed to affect our world. The Christian knows that by the Spirit, he knows order, he knows ranking. The Christian is meant to let the world know how to marry. But unfortunately, the Christian saved by Christ is not staying with Christ. Therefore, he's having Christ in marriage and they're learning from the world. They are meant to learn from us. Come on, people of God. Isaiah chapter 2, verse number 1. Let's go there. And see what Zion is for. Zion is the place where we teach the world how to live the kingdom life. So Christianity is not some abstract, it's not a religion, it's a life. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Verse 3. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 4. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares. Because of Zion, there can be war. Because of Zion, there can be a police institution. Do you get a point? I know of an European nation, I forget if it's nowhere or ever, that a whole like 2-3 years, the police could not get able to catch. The prisons are all empty, so they have to go and break. A small country. There's no fight, nothing. So the police, no crime, nothing. And they don't meet every Tuesday to pray in tongues. You yourself sitting down here, you question us believers, and you are worse. Who's questioning? A full-fledged deacon will sit in the ministries and add figures. A full-fledged believer like you, a chorister. Your company has put a system in place. And when you come, you clock in. You will not come early. You tell your colleague to clock in for you, and you come an hour late and take salary. You are in procurement and you are making side deals. Making serious deals by the side. How come that you are a low staff and you have built two houses? How did you get it now? The blessed people are making rich and others so sorrow. Oh, really? All of us looking at me, you see, in fact, the truth matters that none of us have any business speaking against anybody in leadership. How did they get there? They came from amongst us. From amongst us, they went there. And as I'm sitting here right now, you feel like going to politics and win a seat. Your whole family will celebrate. Do you know why? Now we are close to the cake. We will not be happy because you come to help the nation. No, we are happy that, hey, finally. We too. It's our turn. That's why we are happy. So my uncle is standing for presidency. And he has told me, yeah, too. The man has not gone. Already he's telling you. He has told me that when he wins, I'll get scholarship to Harvard. I'll do my first master's there. Then go to Oxford and do another master's. And that he's promised that he'll give me a house in US and get me my onyendruho. So already, the vision of anyone going to politics is to get close to supply. And he's a churchman, he's a Christian. They do not know. They do not understand. So the whole earth is out of course. Why should it take you 2 months, 3 months to get a passport? A passport. Common passport. That Rwanda. You can sit in your house and register your business and start. And the man is not speaking in tongues. As I'm now talking to you, they have banned churches. Now, to have a church, you must have a master's in theology. Today, I'm following time. Stand up. So, why did I read all of these things? Simple. We are the ones to make Ghana. And when I watch the way you do church, I can tell that if we put you in Ghana anywhere, you will not do anything. Because God will never give you plenty. When small, you can't take good care of it. God doesn't advance you to a bigger position. Oh, you don't understand. Matthew 25, when the man gave talents, the idea was not about the talent for the day. The idea was not about talent. That's not his goal. His goal was the cities. His goal was to give them cities. But the talent was to see how would they manage. He wanted to see responsibility and faithfulness. So he gave one 5 talents, gave the other 2, gave the other 1, and he traveled. So that I will not be there to supervise to see how much of me they have learned when I've been with them. We are Christians, but we're not allowing Christ to have any space in our lives. We are worse than the unbeliever.
I was doing my national service in 2007 at Ejira. I have to sit in church for 1 hour 30 minutes to get to Ejira. My Christian value, my Christ value won't allow me to leave for work. So by 5, I'm out of the house. I'm at Kilitia, the first bus. I get to work from Ejira, from Kumasi to Ejira is like 1 hour 30 minutes. After this, I will get to work at 7:45. My colleagues, I was in. The one was a very serious Christian. Then, by 2, they have closed. I'll get to the office. I ask my boss, sir, please, my work. How did you work? Sir, come in. I say, there's no easy here. We are here for work now. Give me work. 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 My Christ values tells me you don't eat till you are done. So I'll start working. 8 o'clock. By 11, 12, I'm done. They come and busy, sir. What's that? Now, if you do all the work today, well, what will you do tomorrow? And they'll be angry that the government has not sent their pay. They are Christians. They are Christians. The unbeliever is changing girls. You're also changing women. They are changing girls. You are changing women. No woman is safe with you. We cannot leave any of the sisters here. Like today, kind of master share tradition of wife. Sisters, mature your palm, go some more fast, please. Yeah, some brethren can't stand that. When they see your shoulders, they are like, hey, Pastor, don't let us do this again. Oh. No woman is safe around you. No woman is safe around you. You can't hold yourself and zip up. You can't do it. Yet you're a Christian. And you think that you marry. You can skip your marriage. Whatever you cannot stop before marriage, it will magnify the marriage. You have to argue, I'm married 10 years. What are you talking about? Yeah, I guess I'll be 10 years. Voila, Charlie. Second, I guess, 10 years. Thank you. 10 years. Yeah, easy. Hallelujah. I know you are senior. You're senior. No problem. I'll be at 10 years. Yeah. Praise God. And not just 10 years. Sweet 10 years. And I've said it several times. Every woman, if you are faking your marriage, the woman will reveal it. You see it. No, you see it. There's a way you see it. They don't pretend. There's a way. No, you say, mommy, I'm fine. I'm doing so well. Then looking at some of our dear ones here who are very observant, they'll say, no. They're going to be Pastor Dave. Please, sir. We have to pray. Mommy's not looking good. I'm not sure that she's happy. No, it's true. If you're a genuine person and your pastor's wife show signs that it's not okay, you'll be concerned. It's not a concern. Pastor, please, sir, something's worrying me. Please don't tell anybody. The last time I went to the house, I saw mommy. I think pastor is beating her. I think pastor. But when you look at my wife, you can tell. No, look at her. You are free to look at her. You can tell. When she smiles, it's genuine. She's not faking it. It's been 10 years of very nice, sweet marriage. And one of the reasons I believe that my wife is a gift from God because she chose to learn from her mother.
Isaiah, end the message. You're about to go somewhere that will disturb some sisters in the Lord. Glory to God. You cannot cook, you want to marry. You cannot take care of the house, you want to marry. You cannot wash utensils well, you want to marry. You don't know how to grind tomatoes, you want to marry. You look all good on the outside, but you don't take care of the inside. And you want to marry. Say, God forbid. You better say, God forbid.
You wake up in the morning, you cannot lay your bed, and you want to marry. You can't even iron your own skirt. You want to marry. You come to visit your bishop's home, our grandmother, and he said, "Oh, my dear daughter, you are welcome. Help me cheat this banker." Say, I've not done some before. You want to marry? You better go and marry a wife, German. Go and look for one white man somewhere, Mario. Your nails are as long as Chewa. It means you don't know how to wash. You are trusting that you have a family that will get a washing machine. Sister, washing machine. You have to wash yourself first. Hey. My God. Oh, let me go to the brothers. Thou, oh brother, you will take a sister out and you are waiting for her to pay. Thou, oh brother, you will take an Uber with another sister in church. You are not going out, oh, you just join here, but you expect her to pay. Are you ready to be a husband? Ladies shall know.
Thank you, my brother. Let me add two more. It's okay. I should stop. Is that ready? Hey.
Thou, oh brother, thou knowest not how to use deodorant. At the lifting of thy hands, there is the emergence of a great army that subdues the nose and lives of people. And thou wanted to marry. Sister shall know. One more for the sisters. Where are the brothers? Give the Lord a scream. Thou, oh sister, that wanted to marry, thou buffest once a day. And thou wanted to marry. Brother, shout of Yakwa.
So you know what? You do. All I'm saying this morning is that this nation can be affected positively by Christians who allow Jesus to be Lord. That's all I'm saying. Lift your hands up.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.